Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. In the throes of a once-thriving metropolis, the atmosphere thickens with an insidious fog. The Great Smothering, so it has been dubbed, marks a crescendo in our planet's long-suffering narrative. With a sky heavy with harm, individuals glance upwards in resignation as the toxic shroud cripples the faint whisper of daylight. A malaise stirs as the sun fights a losing battle against a miasma of pollution, its warm embrace now a distant memory. This is no ordinary fog, no passing weather front. This is the manifestation of rampant industrial negligence, an airborne plague born from humanity's own hands. Our dependence on diminishing resources spirals as the cloak of haze hampers solar energy systems, the hopeful titans of a new era now standing dormant, like dormant steel sentinels beneath the asphyxiating pall. The Solar Eclipsed by Smog article forewarned us, illustrating how the smog's persistence stymied the sun's might, barricading the shift to cleaner, sustainable energies. The soil beneath our feet, once teeming with life, now lay barren under a sky that starves it of sunlight. Community gardens, which served as beacons of resilience, now wilt, relics of a less afflicted past. In the Great Smothering, we find the threats to agriculture not just hypothesized, but made manifest in the withering vine and parched earth, a quiet tragedy unfurling in slow motion. A mask, once a symbol of vigilance, now bears the weight of being the solitary barrier between vitality and suffocation. Masked breathers, a toxic necessity, brought home the unforgiving reality of a life mediated by filters, where a breath of fresh air is but a long-forgotten luxury. That very air is now a toxic soup melding into our daily lives with a caustic intimacy. The economy teeters on an unseen edge. Small businesses, the lifeblood of once vibrant neighborhoods, shutter their doors, unwilling participants in a chokehold they cannot escape. The scrapyards of innovation fill fast as the implements of environmental salvation fall into obsolescence before their time. Whispers pervade consciousness. Tales of researchers toiling in makeshift laboratories, candlelight flickering over frantic scribbles of potential breakthroughs, an allusion to a persistence of human spirit even as the grid wanes unreliable beneath the strain of soot and ashes. Our cities, once pulsing with life, now lay dormant as ghost towns. Silence punctures the soundscape once defined by laughter and discourse, the pressing void of half-hearted footsteps, a testament to a civilization in retreat. The communal heart of our societies withers, faltering in the grip of an indifferent fog. This is our reality, where humanity's hubris meets nature's mighty retort. The sky, heavy with consequences and recriminations, looms over us, not as a testament to our failures, but as a somber canvas painting, our descent into environmental oblivion. And yet we persist, etching out existence in the margins of endurance, scribbling in the forbidden ink of desperation. For this is the Great Smothering, a chronicle of a planet's cry for repentance, a sky heavy with the dusk of man's own making, where hope dares not tread.